from my book, Flip Your Mornings. You, my friend, are not held back, penalized, or diminished in any way by your circumstances. You see, it's what goes on inside you that can cause you to sink. When you flip your perspective on this, your life will shift into a different gear. People and things in your world will provide buoyancy, like the ship, rather than resistance and conflict. Without water, a ship cannot move. It's made to be in the water, just like you and I were made to be in the world of people and things. Allow your circumstances to further you. Include them, good or bad, as essential parts of your journey here. However, take care not to take on the weight of the world. Stay keen on how much world water your ship can take on. John 17:16 tells us to not be of the world, but yet be in the world. Get your feet dirty, but remember to wash your feet. Stay clear and strong in who you are. Know how and when to draw the line and separate yourself from your circumstances, lest you take on more than the world's water than you can handle. When friends dump their problems and issues on you, empathetically remember, their problems are not your problems. Love them in their challenges and walk beside them in their battles, but take care not to allow the weight of their water to sink your ship. Stay conscious and aware of where that line is, you know, the one that separates their problem from your dominion. Learn the art of being a good friend by allowing them to have their own battle without rescuing them or taking on their issue as your own. Stay anchored in God, not in worldly circumstances or others' concerns or opinions. Engage wholeheartedly with folks while keeping separate and centered on your own solid foundation. With God as your cornerstone, you'll function from a firm, dependable, and steadfast rock. Oh, yeah. Go invest in yourself. Pick yourself up a copy of my book, Flip Your Mornings, if you haven't already. You'll find it on Amazon. Hey, this is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.